Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. A little Shocking Blue bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Rich Gaydon, a great American, the author and the publisher of an outstanding cyber column, mullings.com. Please check it out and subscribe to that. You'll enjoy it. It's the best investment you'll make, which especially since it's free, 11 months out of the year anyway. And as I've said before, if you're a Republican, you want to know what he says. If you're a Democrat, you're going to want to know what he's up to. Rich, I want to talk about something that I'm really upset about, and it's not Benghazi. Benghazi is part of the story, but I am very upset that we lost four Americans in an attack, and it could have been prevented. I'm upset about that. I'm upset about how it's been handled. I'm upset about what didn't happen beforehand, what didn't happen during. I'm upset about what's happened since then. But all those are things that I'm upset with politicians about, Rich. And you and I both know that politicians come and go. And we have good leaders and bad leaders, and mistakes are made, and good things are done. All that comes and goes. And the one thing that's enduring throughout all of those comings and goings that America should be able to count on is the fourth estate, the press. And the way the media, the mainstream media, has shown their hands, has shown their ideology, their attitude in the last several years, but especially this year, is frightening to me, Rich. Our nation, in my opinion, is in danger because of the way the mainstream media has been behaving lately. What do you think?
Well, it's kind of the final proof of the imbalance that, you know, that people like me whine about all the time. People just roll their eyes when you say things like this. But I don't have any idea what happened in Benghazi. The White House yesterday had the CIA release what's called a TikTok, a timeline of the fact that CIA officers actually did jump in to try to help get our people out, and some of them got killed as well, or at least injured. But the fact is that the press corps is so focused on, you know, what these candidates say or don't say, or what they said yesterday, what they say today, on a second by second basis. It's become a Twitter world that it gives them an excuse not to look at the bigger picture and say, wait a minute. How could this happen? How could this have been? Libya was one of the bright spots in Obama's theory about, you know, leading from behind.
In what bizarro world can we be 6 weeks out from this tragedy and the president hasn't faced the nation or the press corps one time about this issue, coming clean about the whole thing? In what world, in what universe is that possible?
Well, it's possible in this one because...
isn't that the scary part?
Somebody wrote last night that I think it's been since Obama's been in the White House long enough for there to be a regular noon press briefing out of the briefing center where these kinds of questions could get asked. But the White House is literally running away from the story by keeping everybody on the run. You know, there's four or five stops a day. There's no press conferences. Carney's not briefing anybody because all they're doing is talking about, you know, what the campaign... And so the White House is literally hiding behind the campaign,
Rich,
not to have to answer these questions.
Here's the thing. Clearly, the mainstream media is in the tank for Obama. We saw that. If you want to see a moment in time, folks, a snapshot, a cross-section of this, just go back and listen to the second debate when Candy Crowley became Obama's tag team member in that debate. And Mitt Romney had the members, the tag team members on either side of him, not knowing what to do. I could see him frozen there right now. But my point is, Rich, I don't care if they were in the tank. If next time they're in the tank for the Republicans, that's dangerous for America. It doesn't matter who they're in the tank for. If they can't be honest and report and do their job, their professional job, America's in trouble, Rich.
Yeah, and that goes back to what we were talking about, you know, in the first the last segment about Ukraine. If the press corps will not stand off and honestly report what they're seeing or not seeing that they should be seeing, then the government gets to control everything.
That's exactly
right. Nobody watching the store. So these are not that far different.
Well, my audience knows that I endorsed Mitt Romney this week. But if 4 years from now the media is in the tank for Mitt Romney and these kinds of things are allowed to go on and nobody's holding Mitt Romney's feet to the fire, I will be right here inviting you on the show to complain about that too, to warn people about the dangers of that kind of behavior by the press.
Well, there is an innate laziness in the press corps, and a lot of times they take what they're fed, both in terms of food and in terms of information. But you're right; the press corps has to be brutally independent, and I think the one we've got right now, at least in this era in America, it's simply not.
Well, it's one thing to be independent in just regular stuff and regular, you know, boring public policy in the weeds stuff. But when it comes to things like national security, when it comes to things like lying and cover-ups and things like that, that should rise above all ideology other than being an American.
Well, I mean, that is absolutely true, but it's not the case.
Yeah. Well, Rich, thanks for being here. God help us, and especially on Tuesday. You're going to be back the day after the election, aren't you?
Oh, yes, absolutely. We'll be on with you. Absolutely.
But now you're saying that you got Mitt, you're putting Mitt in the winning column, right?
I did. I decided
he came out,
he was
folks.
The last
All right, thanks, Rich. We'll see you next time.
Okay, pal.
Mullings.com is his website, folks. Check it out. Subscribe to his thrice weekly cyber column. You won't regret it. I got to take a quick break. 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.